Hello! Today the Church celebrates the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 to 12. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The late comedian Milton Berle once told a story about two psychiatrists who were at a convention and boasting to one another about their cases. One asked the other, "What was the most difficult case that you solved?" The other answered, "I once had a patient who lived in a pure fantasy world. He believed that somewhere in South America he had a wealthy uncle who would someday leave him a great fortune. Every day, all day, he would sit in his house and wait for a letter with the good news from some fictitious attorney. He never went out or did anything. He just sat around and waited for this non-existent letter." "Well," asked the other psychiatrist, "what was the result?" The psychiatrist boasted, "It was an 8-year struggle, but with determination and skill and insight, I finally cured him." "That's amazing," said the other psychiatrist, to which he replied, "Yeah. And then that stupid letter arrived." That story is about pride, and we're kind of delighted to hear stories like this because we like to see people's bubbles burst. Indeed, pride always goes before a fall. But pride has many sides. In today's gospel, pride is about hypocrisy, and hypocrisy is about not practicing what we preach. It's also about saying things we don't believe to get something like some position in society. Why do people do this? Again, it's about pride. It's pride that makes us embellish our deeds. Pride makes us say things for appearance sake, things we don't actually believe or practice. Pride wants a place of honor without true, deeper honor. It's pride that wants all the accolades without the integrity. It's pride that is behind hypocrisy and which fuels hypocrisy. Perhaps the worst kind of hypocrisy is religious hypocrisy, which is why Jesus was so hard on the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day. It's worse because it's not expected from those who are officially religious, and because it's often so subtle. Alan Payton tells a funny story about a rabbi, a cantor, and a janitor. The Days of Atonement came, and as required, the rabbi stood in the synagogue and did the traditional gesture. He struck his breast and intoned 3 times, "I am nothing, I am nothing, I am nothing." Then the cantor took his turn. In a well-modulated voice, he sang, "I am nothing, I am nothing, I am nothing." The poor, humble janitor, seeing this, also struck his breast and said, "I am nothing, I am nothing, I am nothing." And the rabbi turned to the cantor and said, "Well, well, look who thinks he's nothing." There's another reality in the church that some people call hypocrisy, but it isn't. If it's anything, it's noble. This refers not to those who don't practice or believe what they preach. It refers to the person who isn't quite sure about what the church teaches, who struggles with things that happen in the world and wonders why, but goes to church and prays anyway. They aren't there so much out of conviction, but in search of God. They aren't hypocrites. They're on a journey to find God, and they hope that either somewhere along the journey they will get a glimpse of God or find God at the end of the journey. This journey has an honorable place in the Christian tradition. This is the discipline of someone keeping up appearances not to mislead, but to find some sign that God really is there and really cares. To understand this tradition, we can look at Simeon of the Gospel, a man who for 30 years came to the temple every day looking for the Messiah, and who for 30 years went away disappointed, who came out of duty, out of hope, out of need, maybe just out of simple routine, who eventually got bored and felt as if he got nothing out of being at the temple. But he was giving much. His was true worship, focusing away from himself and instead on the search for God's chosen one. That's why he eventually got to look into the face of the Messiah, cradle him in his arms, and sing a song of thanksgiving. For him, it all came together on one day, as it will for many people like him. These people are not hypocrites. They are not full of pride. If anything, they are full of humility. They are, in a word, faithful. Because of their persistence and hope in things they cannot see, they will surely be welcomed into the house of the Lord.